This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get to the Knicks a little bit later on. More on Jalen Brunson and the health of their team as they get set to play a back-to-back tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. And we will play a little bit of quarterback bingo coming up in just a few. But right now, you've waited all day for it. It's Cinco de
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, the start of the show, you can go back on the Odyssey app, rewind. We discussed the injury to Jalen Brunson last night. We still don't have full update. We know it's not broken based on x-rays, and he is, of course, out tonight. But Evan, Tiki, got us thinking. The five New York athletes whose team's dreams are over if they're injured. Okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Cam Ward. I mean, the Giants can't have a situation the Vikings had with J.J. McCarthy last year.
You're already assuming you got him?
What?
He's already a Giant?
What are you talking about? I mean, the franchise quarterback of our New York football Giants cannot get hurt this year.
But the plan is going to be
assuming that they're drafting him.
But the plan is going to be for him to sit probably behind the great Aaron Rodgers. So what are you talking about?
All right. Look, I'm just saying that. Imagine being a Viking fan last year. You got lucky with Sam Darnold. Giants may not have that this year.
Well, maybe you get lucky with Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe. Maybe, T. I'm trying not to jinx anything. Evan does that too much. Here we go.
Number four.
It's Aaron Judge. I mean, it is obviously the worst fear of the Yankees. The reason I don't have
I'm surprised that's not much higher.
Yeah, I think you would agree with me when we get to 3-2-1. Here's the thing. While I think the Yankee season would probably be killed, at least I can lean on, wow, maybe this team really is just a shutdown pitching team.
If you troll the Devils, the game I'm going to tonight against the Winnipeg Jets, I'm going to be very upset.
This is not a troll list.
Okay.
I mean, they're already without a guy they can't afford to
miss. I know, but he might just say, oh, Jack Hughes. Oh, well, forgot he's already done.
I mean, I would not do that to you.
Are you including guys who are already hurt like Jack Hughes and potentially even Jalen? Like, is Jalen on this list? Or is it outside of Jalen Brunson?
First of all, can we just do the list?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Right. I just wanted the caveat.
We're preemptive. Two in.
No, we're preemptive because we know how you troll, Sean.
Well, I also just have a tough time believing Aaron Judge is only four.
That's my point.
No, I agree with you. All right, keep going.
Number three.
It's Juan Soto. Think about this.
You can't put Soto ahead of Judge. That's insanity.
Hold on.
Of course it is.
Lindor.
The Mets already know they can't get past the Dodgers.
He's already on the team.
We know the Mets cannot get past the Dodgers without Soto. Soto's addition is supposed to help see if they can put him over the hump.
Yeah, but
they lose him, they're dead.
You couldn't get past the Dodgers with Aaron Judge, and you just put him behind Soto. Neither of us could get past the Dodgers.
Again, dreams, Evan. The five New York athletes whose team's dreams are over. The Yankees' dream is to go make another World Series this year with the roster, roster.
Teague, he's just setting up a troll.
This is a troll list.
It's not a troll list.
It is evident.
I feel it already.
There's no person, even Yankee fans, like honest Yankee fans, wouldn't say Soto's ahead of Judge in terms of import. I mean, what is the Yankee line? Well, you know what? Keep going.
Yep. The Yankees have better
pitching
than the Mets.
Number two.
Okay. Number two is Jack Hughes. And unfortunately, we are living in this reality. I'm not, but it's the truth. They stunk last year without him. They're in trouble without him here, Tiki. That's not a troll job. I feel bad they lost.
When they win tonight against the best team in the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets, you're wearing an L.
I mean, the Islanders beat Winnipeg. What'd that do? They traded Brock Nelson.
Damn it.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, look, it'd be the first win for the Jets in Jersey in quite some time.
Number one.
And number one is Jalen Brunson. For no other reason than this. We've already crowned him the king of New York. How could the Knicks survive if he's the king?
No, I don't think Jalen Brunson being number one is wrong. I think where you misread the whole thing is Aaron Judge. Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge, 1-2, probably the nature of basketball and his kingdomness would make Brunson one. I also think that you made another big mistake.
Okay.
Who?
How do you not include Karl-Anthony Towns? They need him, especially if Jalen's out.
Right. If Cat, well. So if Cat was hurt as opposed to Brunson, think about the spacing, the rebounding.
Oh.
There's just so many the defensive. Not presence. He's not Mitchell Robinson, but you know what I mean. But he is a big dude in the post.
Oh, I think you. This list it was a trolling attempt.
No,
and
it wasn't.
Was abysmal.
Yeah, you did a Friday troll job. That's all this was.
No, I'm out. I understand that perception could sometimes be reality.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, we could make the case. I could also put OG Anunoby on this list, and because of the nature of the sport and basketball, and the Knicks really only playing 5-6 guys. Brunson, we know clearly that was the last blow versus Indiana last year. And I have definitive proof after what happened last year and what's happened this year with Hughes. And yeah, I'm not putting Aaron Judge at four going, the Yankees would be all right. I probably still think they would be
in
trouble.
By the way, I'll throw something else out there. And you could attack me. Mm. You could, Teague. I don't know if you will, because you may see the nuance, or you may not, and just say, Evan, you're a hypocrite.
Let me hear.
I think the Mets would miss Lindor more than Soto.
I agree.
Thank you.
And I 100% agree with
you. I thought you were going to hate me because I said Soto's better than Lindor, but value-wise, the position, the defense, he's the captain.
Look, now you're throwing, Luis Angel Acuña? It's short?
Yes.
You're playing short.
Luis Angel Acuña.
You're throwing an unproven minor leaguer who played a little bit well in the major leagues last year at shortstop.
At an important position.
A hugely important defensive position.
Yeah.
And then hoping that he hits 302 over the course of the season like he did for 2 weeks last year, which is, I mean, that's not, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'm not going to predict what's going to happen with Acuña, but you lose a guarantee. One, captain, and two, consistent, everyday performer.
So let's do this the right way then, Teak. We're going to do this together.
Yes.
Let us make the real list, because I actually think the idea of your Cinco was great, the guys you cannot lose.
Well, since Jack Hughes is already gone, let's get him out of there.
Of course!
If you want to put a devil on there, let's go Nico Hischier, right? You can't lose him.
You can't
lose him. One, that's number five.
You can't include a guy that's already been ruled out for the season.
But it's timely. It happened this week.
And he also included a guy who's not even on the Giants. And let me tell you about the Jets and the Giants. If between the two of them, I had to pick a player and say that team can't lose that player or else they're screwed, I have a name between the Jets. And the guy's actually on the team. I have a guy.
Garrett?
No.
Andrew Thomas.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah,
because we've seen it.
What also disrupts everything that happens in every other position.
Yeah, they can't function on offense.
No, you're right.
Andrew Thomas would be the one football player. And I love Sauce and I love Garrett. Right. I don't knock on my own team. I see an irreplaceable player.
Nico Hischier, Andrew Thomas is four. Number three?
Well, there's an obvious team that Sean omitted from this. Obviously, Nets don't matter. We talked about the Jets.
Igor?
Yes!
I know!
How do you not mention
Jonathan Quick's a Hall of Famer.
Don't give me that.
But this is the truth.
What?
I wouldn't like the Rangers losing Igor. They're going to be fine if Jonathan Quick's got to play in a run.
So, okay.
Yeah, I would say that.
Then name the Ranger. Why is your hockey team omitted off of this?
We're deep, man.
Is that what you're going to go with?
We're very deep, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. So there's no Ranger that's indispensable.
That's the troll.
Right.
I think if you
maybe JT Miller.
Take out the Rangers because they're not going to win anything.
Right.
Take out the Islanders. They're already selling. They did with Brock Nelson.
Right. Yep.
And take out the Devils because they already lost the guy that would crush them.
Right. Yep.
So this is really, and take out the Nets. They suck.
Yep.
So we are, and I take the football teams out unless you want to include Andrew Thomas. This is really a
Mets.
I think
they have to include Andrew Thomas.
Okay. Let's put Andrew Thomas in the hopper somewhere.
Put him in five.
Five.
For now. We can't do the numbers yet. We've got to name the names who we're going to include. Okay. Then we'll do the numbers.
Andrew Thomas.
Francisco Lindor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put Juan Soto up for this discussion.
Judge has got to be there.
Aaron Judge. Are we including Jalen in this whole thing, or are we excluding Jalen?
I don't think you have to. We know he's not.
Jalen.
Yep.
Cat.
He's available. Yeah.
And I would even throw Garrett Cole in there. Oh, I got one. I got another one for the Mets. Ooh.
No, I got one for the Mets besides Lindor and Soto.
Fientos? Senga?
Nope.
Senga?
Nope.
Manaea?
Nope.
Pete?
Edwin Diaz.
Yeah.
Edwin Diaz is very important.
Who is the setup man?
AJ Minter, I assume, Ev? Is that
fair? Yeah, I mean, Reed Garrett.
Dednell Nunez.
Dednell Nunez.
None of those guys can slide in and be closer.
No, I...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I wouldn't feel
confident. Ideally, no, but...
Right. Let's say Luke Weaver, it made it a verb.
That's true. By the way, you want to include Luke Weaver, Devin Williams, Sean Cole?
Sean's off his game.
I can't with bullpen guys. Because we didn't even know what Luke Weaver was last year.
Sean's off his game. There's an obvious troll there. Clay Holmes would be the closer.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
So would you agree that the guys we're dealing with are Andrew Thomas, Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Edwin Diaz, OG McCall or not really? We already have two Knicks.
Nah.
That's by the nature of the sport, yeah.
All right, so I would say of those five, Judge...
Who's one? Judge is one?
No, I think Jalen is one, Judge is two.
Okay, Jalen one. Yeah, you're right, because we'll find out. We still have to see. You're probably right, it is Jalen. They're not going to be able to score 105 points, you know, going forward until he gets back, but if they do well without him... He probably falls at two.
For me, it would be Jalen Brunson one, Aaron Judge two, Karl Anthony Towns three, Lindor four.
Oh my God.
And then I'd go Thomas or Soto. I'd go Andrew Thomas five. I don't even think Soto makes the top five.
You just paid Juan Soto $800 million to take you to the next level.
I understand.
If you lose him, what is the next level? And I don't disagree about Lindor.
They got to the NLCS without him.
Right. athletes whose dream, the dreams of the team. Isn't your dream to get past the NLCS?
They got
now?
To the sixth game of the NLCS. They weren't that far off from their dream.
Isn't a Met fan's expectation we sign Soto, we got to go toe-to-toe and beat the Dodgers?
Fine.
Now?
Who are you arguing with me about? Are you saying Lindor? Because I think Tiki
and
laid
Judge
out,
over Judge.
It's
man.
Not Judge. No. That's ridiculous.
But the league, now the league, bro, doesn't matter with the American League?
Until last year, the Yankees did not score if Aaron Judge did not hit.
I don't think I disagree.
Fact. So there's no Soto anymore. If he doesn't hit or is unavailable, who the heck is doing it?
I completely, my point is you pivot.
So then how are you arguing this?
Right, how are you?
It's okay. Almost like you're
without
attempting.
Without you interrupting, I'm going to say again.
Go ahead.
They have built the team around multiple aces at the top of the rotation, a shutdown pitching team in a bad league, and that you've alluded
I
to.
I agree to all that, but to the point of what Tiki's making.
And I think they'd probably be dead anyway. I'm just saying I can make the case in their league they could get out of it with their pitching.
Right, but I can make the case with Soto because they did it last year without Soto.
They didn't, though. They lost in the NLCS.
They got to the NLCS. They weren't a 70-win team.
They lost
okay.
in the NLCS.
So what are you saying? The Yankees are going to win the pennant without Aaron Judge?
I don't think they would. This is, I'm not saying either. I would have them on the list, but if I'm ranking, I can make a case in a worse league that you have said numerous times.
I stand by that.
That the pitching they invested
yes.
in gets them through. Do I think that would happen? No.
Worst league, we haven't seen a game yet. Just keep that.
All fair.
Keep that.
All I'm saying is the Yankees would have those things going for him. You just paid $800 million. He better be the next guy to take it to the next level.
I think when you look at the impact he makes and the impact he's made. See, here's the thing about Juan Soto, and I love him. I'm glad he's a Met. He's still a hypothetical with this team. He hasn't played a game yet. Mm. We've seen through Judge's performance last year, through Judge's injury the year before, and Judge's performance a year earlier, how he is the most valuable of valuable players. It is indisputable. So because of that, that itself should make him either one or two on the list. He's already proven it.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I think the host of the Rico is massively underrating what you guys just did with Juan Soto here.
No, I'm not. I'm massively explaining the importance of Judge. Aaron Judge, and I said this on the air a year ago and 2 years ago, and I think a lot of people have, is the most valuable of valuable players we have seen in a long time.
Right.
So if I believe that statement, and I do, I've said it for years, how would I not have him at the top or very tippy top of a list in terms of how valuable one would be to a team? Soto hasn't done it yet. Lindor didn't even win the MVP last year.
All right. Look, it's semantics. Bottom line, is anybody on this list, I think the team is ultimately dead anyway.
Well,
I'm just making the case for a path in a worse league, the team built differently.
Obviously. Those names would do major damage, bad damage, Tommy, not good damage.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be due.
To that team's hopes of winning a championship. But if we're ranking them, Aaron Judge is either one or two. And if you disagree, I don't know what the hell you're thinking. So with all due respect, I don't know what you're thinking. A good list. It had us talking.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well done.
Why are you mad?
Judge is definitely not one. Because I could feel where this is what he wanted us to
about
do.
About the King stuff?
Correct.
Well, but I said he's one or two.
No,
I don't know.
But if Brunson's King, he has to be one on this list. If he's not one on this list, so I'm going to go, wow, the heck can he be the King of New York?
I got,
so Brunson has to be number one.
I like
on
how
list.
You just settled back in there, Sean.
Because here's the deal, Teak.
What do you got?
I want to say something.
Go back into control
here.
Room.
Say what you want.
Just kind of scoot
We are a couple months away from our 2-year anniversary of the show. I genuinely love you guys. I love working with you.
Get to the butt. Get to the butt.
Here's the butt.
There is no butt.
No, the butt is with this guy back there on the other side of the glass right now.
Well, that was right this
morning. Why? I think you rope-a-doped me into your game, and now I'm turning. I'm going Team Evan now. You got to stop playing mental therapist on what me
and Evan are thinking.
I'm going to tell you exactly what the fat guy's thinking and go inside his brain.
He does do that a lot.
You're way off.
Yes. Okay.
And now I know what Evan's saying when he's like, you've overthought everything. You're doing it to me now.
Right. You know what? You know what's happening here?
What?
We haven't had the what is he called?
Lou Gash debate series?
Nope. Huh. The fake Sean?
Oh, fake Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, fake Sean's on sabbatical.
We haven't had fake Sean in a while.
So
it's creeping out.
So you think that Tommy's expressing his fake Sean-ness
yes,
by calling into question every opinion Sean has?
It's creeping out.
I'm just looking out for Evan and Tiki because I know Sean's ways. Doesn't mean that's your intention, Sean.
It's not.
But
and frankly, it's pissing me off.
But I know the cards you hold, and I think that sometimes I need to reveal them so that you don't get to your
conclusion. You reveal Sean's cards all the time.
Right. I am getting so drunk tonight.
Right. By the way, don't lie. You did that, Cinco, with troll in mind. You definitely did. And I know
I know
I'm going to the Devil's game, and you put a guy who's already hurt, been ruled out for the season, third on the list.
Second on the list. This is a tough juxtaposition for me, Tiki. Yes. While I have earned the name troll, I am trying to fight my way out of that. I tweeted a nice thing about Brock Nelson today.
Thanks.
I'm It's an obvious, and also I would think Devil fans would be happy. I'm mentioning you that you matter.
No.
They were going to get mentioned because I'm going to the game tonight.
I know. How many beers are you going to have?
A lot.
Good for you. What I find funny, and thank you, Sean, for the Cinco.
Oh, that's now my code. Get out of here. Go back with the therapist.
Enjoy the podcast I sent you on your way home.
Yeah, that's right. I want this part of the conversation to literally be me and Tiki because we're going to talk about both of you guys.
Nice.
So don't get screaming and yelling and interrupt. We're going to have a conversation. What's so frustrating is Sean was right about Tommy.
Yes.
Always looking at an opinion having a double meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy's also right.
That Sean always has a double meaning.
That in this case, he had a double meaning.
He definitely had a double meaning.
Not in every case, but definitely
in
this case.
I feel it from jump.
No, I agree.
From jump. I was like, this is a troll job.
That's why, like...
And I never pay that much attention to the Cinco to 5-0 looking for the troll job. And I knew from minute one... This was a troll job.
Absolutely. That's why Tommy's in this weird spot. He's right for what he said, but Sean's also right for saying you're always looking at an angle for my opinions. He does it probably too much, but in this case, he was right.
All right, fine. If that's what I'm being accused of, let me say this. I think Sean, when it comes to Cincos, they are chess pieces.
Mm.
And depending on which one you pick, he has options to say to things. So if I went, hey, Aaron Judge should be number one, he'd go, well, Lou Gower, you had Brunson as the king of New York. Or if Tiki goes, well, why are you saying this about Jack Hughes? Then he can, you know what I mean?
Right.
No matter, it's the chess pieces on the board
right.
So that he can do his
bidding. We're trying to jump around and play checkers. He's right. Playing chess.
Correct.
By the way, Sean is being accused of something very, very malicious, and I want to air it so that you're aware, Tiki, especially since you're going to the Devil game tonight. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're aware of the injury that Jack Hughes suffered against Vegas. Was it a week ago now or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was earlier. Upper body, but it was right shoulder.
Yeah.
And you saw his arm was basically hanging off of his body.
Yeah, a player on the Vegas Golden Knights collided with him and crashed into the boards, and Hughes got hurt. February 20th, 2025. This is a tweet from Sean Morash. Mm. I hope Jack Hughes gets crushed into the boards tonight.
Now tell me what game that was.
How about that?
Tell me what game that was.
It doesn't matter. He said, I hope Jack Hughes gets crushed into the boards tonight. He then, a little bit later on, gets crushed into boards
that night?
Has to miss. It wasn't that night, in fairness.
No, because now, you know what? You want to do your research? Have your research team look up what game that was that night.
It doesn't matter.
No. It does matter. Because it's an argument we had on this show, which prompted me to tweet it.
Four Nations.
It
was Four Nations.
It was my point about rooting for rivals on Team USA.
But still.
Oh, wait. You might be right about that.
That was my point. I wasn't wishing he broke his collarbone two weeks later.
The tweet still exists. I hope Jack Hughes gets crushed into the boards tonight.
My point was, as a Ranger fan, that's what I care about more. I hate my rivals. I'm not rooting for Team USA.
Sean.
We did that whole bit for 4 hours.
Yeah, we went over this earlier. Context.
So anti-American.
Very much so.
Dude, go live with Justin Trudeau in Canada, please.
I don't want to. I don't like.
Remember, Sean, context doesn't matter, okay? You said you hope Jack Hughes gets crushed into the boards tonight.
Tell Dippity Doodah Dan to do a little homework next time.
Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. How are you, Zach?
Hey, guys. Love the show. It's been an awful day today for the Islanders. Brock Nelson. I mean, Lou Lamoriello doesn't know how to do anything right.
You don't like the Brock Nelson trade, and I admit I'm not aware of the prospect they got back. They also got a first-round pick, but you think that they shouldn't have sold him off today?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you're going to sell your best forward, why are you keeping around all of the supporting cast?
Kyle Palmieri getting an extension, is that the issue?
Palmieri. Pajot, Pellick, Pollock, all of those guys have value that need to be traded. And you can get real returns back now for them. And yet Lou Lamoriello decided, nope, let's only get rid of our best player. Where I get it, that's probably our biggest return, but why not supplement it with other things?
Well, the one that doesn't make sense, and the only thing I could come up with, is that Lou is loyal to his devil history, is Kyle Palmieri getting an extension.
Right.
But the Brock Nelson trade, and look, I'll be the first to tell you, even as Sean, who's a hockey guy, like, who is this prospect they got back? But apparently, they got a great return.
Right, Callum Ritchie.
Didn't the Mets chat say that was a can't-miss prospect?
Well, yes, there was... people are saying that. I don't think anyone in the Mets text.
I know nothing about it, so I can't even comment on it.
Right.
I just take sometimes what is in the Mets chat is gospel.
Well, it was from an NHL expert who said, yes, Richie is a can't-miss prospect.
He was a first-round pick last year.
And they got a first-round pick. And for a guy who's a free agent at the end of the year, who's in his 30s, who's been a wonderful Islander, by the way. And, Sean, I give you credit. You're very classy, because Sean did have a classy goodbye Brock Nelson tweet.
Not
and there was no
30s,
angle there.
He's 33. He's soon to be mid-30s.
Here's the problem. Kyle Palmieri's 33 as well. So I liked the trade, because remember, when they lost to the Rangers on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, I forget now. Monday night. I said to you the next day, they got to sell. It's over. So I agree that they should be selling. Should they have gone further in their sell? I don't know what was out there.
The problem the New York Islanders have is that, unfortunately, since building that beautiful UBS Arena, they cannot attract big-ticket free agents. They would still rather, if they're going to come here, no offense, play for the Rangers. So this is the way you got to do it. You get long-term guys you hope hit on these prospects and first-round picks like Richie, and you hope they become Brock Nelson, and they're here for 12 years.
Here's the problem. Even in trying to give an honest hockey take, he threw a dig in.
No, it's not. It's
it's
the acknowledgement of the Islanders understanding how they need to build their roster.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. All you had to say was, you know, Brock's a free agent at the end of the year. They got a great return. He's been a wonderful Islander. You didn't need to throw in, you know, they live in the Rangers' shadow. Like, that was irrelevant. No, but that's what you said.
I'm saying this is the other teams can look the other way at the deadline and let a guy expect
this.
They have to do
this. This is why people think you're a troll.
Apology accepted.
People think I'm a troll because you call me a troll every time if something comes out of my mouth.
What are they drawing regularly out there?
Their attendance this year? I'd have to check. I don't know. I don't have
what's
the answer.
What's capacity? Do you know?
I don't. 18,000, I think.
No, so, I mean, that's not horrible.
Well, what are they drawing? Do you know the answer?
Well, Winnipeg, they got 14. But that was after it's all said and done. Nashville, there were 17.
Yeah, they had moments early
Rangers,
in the year.
Rangers, it was 17.
The fans love them on Long Island. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Thank you. You should look up where they are in attendance.
All right.
So he could have an answer.
It's not as bad as you think, I don't think.
It says they're just ahead of the Mets. Let me see.
Let's go to Daniel in Connecticut. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, guys. So I was wondering if I can maybe explain what I think Sean meant in his Cinco using my fake Sean voice.
All right. Oh, great.
That's
great.
All right. So I think this is what he was trying to mean. So in my Cinco, I was saying that it's about dreams being dashed, and my Yankees have no dreams because we are now the far inferior team in New York because we don't have Soto. So even when Aaron Judge, he gets hurt, who cares? We're not going to win no matter what.
Very good.
Brilliant.
Well done.
That was a good fake Sean. I kind of missed fake Sean. Fake Sean, what did you think of the Cinco de Five-O?
Well, listen, this is what I thought of it. It was done by a bird brain gutless sucker, you know what? And here's the reality. You can take all the shots you want at the Islanders. The Rangers aren't winning a cup!
I have a sneaky suspicion we're going to be hearing a lot more from fake Sean in about, I don't know, a week or so. Do you agree with that, Sean? Perhaps.
Oh, that's right. You're going away.
Oh, I'll be getting thrown the ball.
Yeah, I'll be sunbathing next Thursday in front of
you. Oh, there's an image. Thanks.
Tiki, who do you think will speak more into a microphone when Sean is away? Loogie or fake Sean?
I don't know. Last time Sean was away, fake Sean got called on a lot.
Fake Sean had a lot. Let's go to Colin and Wyckoff. How are you, Colin?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good.
Good. Listen, we're naming all these kings and crowns and champs in New York. They have won nothing. Eli Manning and Michael Strahan were the last ones to hold anything up. So you take your title. In my eyes, you're the king of New York.
I hear you.
Giants are the king. You got to go take the crown.
I'm so sorry. I'm distracted.
You got to go win a championship?
I'm distracted by something that could lead to WFA in history again.
Which is?
So I'll never forget, Mike Francesa was on the air, and he saw a story about Zach Wheeler, like needing Tommy John, and there was confusion. Like, was it a new report?
Old report.
Or an old report. And so Mike was, is it a new report or is it an old report? I'm deeply confused. Because SNY Yankees tweeted out that Giancarlo Stanton is going back to New York to get another round of PRP injections in his elbow.
That is a new report.
So I don't know new report or an old report.
Is it a new report or an old report?
That is a new report.
If it's a new report, it's the third time. If it's an old report, it's the second time, but we already heard it. If it's an old report. Is this a new report or an old report?
New report.
It's a new report. So it's the third time.
Third time.
But what if it's an old report? Because if it's an old report, then we've already heard it. Is it a new report or an old report?
But I think it's new because he's already did it twice. So if he's saying it's third time, it's a new report.
It is. So we had a report 2 hours ago. Giancarlo had landed back with the Yankees in Tampa. Okay. And Aaron Boone said he wouldn't expect him a while. I guess now he's met with whoever in Tampa, and he's going back again.
Jeez.
This doesn't look good. I mean, it's just...
Well, you've already predicted he's not playing again this season.
I gotta look up what this PRP, like what the process is. Like what should you expect from these injections? Because this is the third time in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a lot. And Cash was asked the other day, we were playing the clips when he met the media about surgery, and he said it's a last resort. When does that last resort become the resort? Like, I don't know how many more PRP injections one can have before the Yankees say, hey, maybe we should try this last resort. And oh, by the way, with the last resort, if you have surgery, does that knock him out for the year? Is that, like, what's the amount of time one would miss? And would he need surgery on both elbows? Like, there's a lot of freaking questions about this.
Chris Kirschner did add content, said, for what it's worth, it is not uncommon to need multiple rounds of these PRP injections.
And this quickly, though?
That part we don't. Just the idea of flying back and forth now. Now he's going back up to New York for
it? It's funny. I just looked up this PRP injection, what it means, and the picture is someone getting their elbow looked at.
Well,
I got the right one.
I know.
Here's another little carrot to this. He's flying back to New York City for a third round of PRP injections. So why was it reported when he went back to New York City that was for personal reasons the last time?
Well, he could have done both, by the way. He may have flown back for personal reasons along with, I'm going to get a PRP injection.
Okay, but clearly this is where he's getting the PRP injections. He's going back the third time. So why put that out there, you know?
Because maybe there was a personal issue. We don't have to find out one's personal issue. The only reason we found out about Kat is because his girlfriend tweeted about it.
Right.
So it's not our business. You think it's made up?
No. All I'm confused by is this. He may have had a personal issue. But at that point, why even add complicity to it? Why even tell us if he was going up there anyway for a PRP injection? Don't even add the personal
maybe it's
reason.
The amount of time he was away from Tampa.
Okay. All right.
With that said, the other thing, and you brought it up that I'm also thinking about, and maybe it's because I'm about to get on a plane myself. Can you imagine getting off a plane in Tampa, Florida, seeing your bosses, right, having them check you out, and then going right back to the airport to fly back to New York? Like that, I hate flying.
Yeah, that
that's
feels
doing
like
it
a,
twice
it
in one day.
Feels like a waste.
Ugh. Like if you had a private jet, it would be one thing, but to have to then go through security and the whole thing,
Tiki did it one day to New Zealand. I think Giancarlo could do it back.
Tiki flies to the moon for 3 hours and then comes back.
I don't know how he does it. I'm having a tough time. I was in Florida last week. I'm going back this weekend. In fact, this weekend, tomorrow, I'll be doing a live Rico Bronya from Das Beer Garden in Jupiter, Florida.
Das Beer.
And this guy on hold, Jason in Stony Brook, claims he's going to the live Rico Bronya in Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, Jason?
Good to talk to you. I'm definitely going to be there tomorrow. Me and my boys, we want to say hello to you, and we want to give a shout-out. So is it cool to get a picture with you tomorrow?
Now, I'll be there 4:45. Podcast will go till about 6. I'll be there in the 5 o'clock hour to play it safe.
All right, so what time do you think we should stop by and say hello?
Whatever time you want. 4:45, it's starting. Okay. In fact, I'll throw you a little bone because I was thinking about this, Jason, and your kids may be involved. I was like, we're going to do a live podcast at this beer garden right outside the stadium before the Mets play a spring training game. Why not have some of the people that show up come on the Rico and talk Mets baseball?
Like live questions?
Live discussions?
Yeah, well, instead of sending an email to ricob@gmail.com.
That's right.
You can just, I can live ask the question.
Absolutely. Ask the question, argue with me, because there's a lot of people that disagree on some of my Mets opinions. Totally cool. So not only will Jason and his sons get to take a picture, if that's really what they want, I'll invite them on the Rico. Only one at a time, though, because we're a low-budget operation. We only have, like, one microphone, so be careful here. I mean, me and Pete, you know, we're doing the best we can here. So maybe one of your sons at a time. And it's going to be a good time. And you know what else I'm doing down in Florida at spring training?
What's that?
You ready for this?
Tell me.
I'm going to look into the camera when I do this. Which camera should I look into, Tommy?
The one that's looking back at you.
The one with the red light?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Saturday night, live from Roger Dean Stadium, I'm going to do a live hit on Sports Night. So I think that means I'll talk to somebody.
What is that?
A live hit. I think that means there's
a camera.
What's Sports Night? We're on SNY.
SNY.
It's a great television show.
Great, great partner.
You've been a local, broadcast down there.
No.
John Jastrzemski and Crystal Presti are going to ask Evan questions about the Mets.
Is that who will it be?
I don't know who's on the panel. No, probably Licata. Actually, I don't know if he works with
you. Not a Saturday night.
No. It'll be JJ or something.
SNY has a great show that's on nightly. What's it called? Sports Night. I just had it. You're the one who fooled me.
I didn't fool you.
And so they do a great job.
I just know Baseball Night in New York.
That's a show that they have, yes.
Now, Evan, are you going to be in your hotel room when you're doing this?
No, I'm going to be at the game. I'm going to be at Roger Dean Stadium. I'm doing a live hit from the stadium.
Interesting. Mm.
Yeah. Very cool. When they asked me, I would never say no because I love you guys at SNY. And so my wife may not be thrilled because, you know, we want to go home after the game.
I can't wait till Benigno sees us at 5:30 Sunday morning.
Take an Uber home.
Bro,
so
you can't
make this up. SNY just hit me up. It will be John Jastrzemski and Chris Lapresti.
Those are my guys.
Dear friends of me and Sean.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to ask me questions? Is that how this works? Are they going to say,
what are they going to ask you?
I don't know. I'm not hosting the show. I like that part. Nothing's on me. Ask me whatever you want.
I assume they're going to ask you about the Mets and what's going down in spring training.
Why did you fly to Jupiter, Florida?
For two days.
To see Mets Marlins.
Did you have the Nets on your iPad as you were watching a spring training game?
Yeah. Well, whatever question they ask, I'll be on Sports Night Saturday night. So there you go. That'll be fun. What are you laughing about, Sean?
I'm just laughing at the whole thing. It happened to CeeLo and JJ.
The two people said it was.
Tiki blurted out what Sports Night. Everything about it was so good.
Well, we're all looking forward
to
tomorrow.
You doing it from the stadium. I mean.
Hey, listen, I just do what I'm told. All right? SNY was kind enough to ask me. They said, would you come on?
What time? I'm not gonna say no. What time?
I don't think I know the answer to that.
Well, tell us or text us before.
I'll get the correct answer, but I believe it's airing later at night, but I will get that answer.
Also, it'll air after, and so it's not live.
I don't think it'll be live.
It's taped live.
It's got to be.
11.
Yeah.
Also, it's live to tape then, and then they'll air it.
I can promise you this. If it's at 11 o'clock, it will not be live.
Yeah.
Because the game is at 6:40. The game will probably be over at like 9 or so.
Yeah.
And as soon as that game is over and as soon as that hit is over, me and my wife are very excited to, you know.
To go out with Pete and his wife.
To be away.
Yeah. You and the Hoffmans are going to go out for dinner.
Pete's wife is not coming.
Children?
What was that?
You bringing children?
Nah, my kids are staying local.
Back the truck
Hoff
up there.
Hoff Snopka bringing his wife?
Well, you got to talk to Pete about that. If I gave personal information I wasn't supposed to, I'm not going to talk about it.
No.
But my understanding is no.
I think you're letting him down there.
Why am I letting him down?
Yeah, you can't invite your wife if he wasn't inviting his wife. That's bro code.
You're making it feel weird. It's a third wheel thing.
Well, first of all, again, because you don't know anything, his wife was invited. She chose not to come. I think it's because she hates me. No, I'm just kidding.
She doesn't want to go to a spring training
baseball
game.
Make her husband work at 1 in the morning. Half a year.
Great point, Tika. I wonder why.
I don't know why or who. All I know is my wife is coming, and damn right my wife is coming.
Right.
We're very excited. Would your wife come down to spring training if you were doing a podcast down there, Tika?
Is it warm?
Yes.
Then yes, she'd be there.
I'll tell you this about
my
wife.
She's so tired of the Northeast right
now. I don't blame her. So Saturday we're doing the live podcast. We'll be at the game. It'll be a fun time. On Sunday, I'm going to go to another game. I'm going to go to Port St. Lucie, hopefully get some interviews. My wife is not coming to that.
Mm.
I think she's like, I'm one and done. There's no way I'm doing that again.
I don't blame her.
What's she going to do? Go to the spa?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Just asking.
What would you do if you were in, like, you wouldn't even go to that game.
I had a
Sunday afternoon in Florida?
I have a good spa recommendation. There's one in Jupiter, Florida. Some NFL owner is
going. Careful over there. I see what you're doing. Hey, we're live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We will play quarterback carousel next, I promise. I got it all written down. Tiki will give us his informed NFL opinions on such. Yes! Yes! Oh, by the way, I just found this out 30 seconds ago. I apologize. At that live Rico, we have a special guest. I just found out.
Who?
A guy who works for our company, a guy who does a fantastic job. One of the radio voices of the New York Mets, Keith Radd, will stop by.
Mm, nice.
So that should be a lot of fun. He's done a hell of a job broadcasting the New York Mets next to Howie Rose, a live Rico from, what's the name of the place? Holy crap. Das Beer Garden in Jupiter, Florida, tomorrow at 4:45, if you happen to be in Florida. Now, before we get back to your calls, time to play a game that we play every single year. It's only the second time we're playing it because we've only been together for, you know, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quarterback bingo. The rules of the game is that we will go through the five prominent quarterback free agents, and we will guess where we think each guy will end up. Remember, NFL free agency sort of begins on Monday. That is the legal tampering period.
Right, where everything happens.
Right.
You'll know right away who's going where.
Exactly. And then the league year begins on Wednesday. But to Tiki's point, we're going to get a lot of information on Monday. So this is like a football Friday, honestly. Now that I think about it, it's football Friday here on The Fan. So
I've got five names plus a sixth. The sixth guy I want to start with, we've already predicted, and that's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I predicted he is going to retire. Tiki has predicted the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lugie has predicted the Minnesota Vikings. And Sean Morash has incorrectly predicted the Los Angeles Rams. We are going to keep those predictions intact unless anybody wanted to edit that and make a change here on the eve of free agency. Obviously, Sean's going to want to make a change.
Yeah.
But Tiki, do you still feel good in this little game of quarterback bingo on Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh?
I do.
Would you like to buy a vowel?
I do. I could change only because I think about where the Raiders are and how they need to win right away with their coach, or they want to right away. But I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh.
Tommy Lugauer, you said the Vikings. Would you like to buy a vowel or remain loyal to your Viking prediction?
I would like to buy a vowel. Aaron Rodgers will sign with the New York Giants next week.
Ooh.
So there's a pivot from Tommy Lugauer. We have March Lugie and we have February Lugie.
Yes.
Remember back in January Lugie once said, I have the audio clip saved on my phone, anybody but Aaron Rodgers for the New York Giants. So he's evolved over the last few months, and I respect your evolution.
Desperation.
Just reading the tea leaves.
Yeah. Sean Morash, you had the Los Angeles Rams as your Aaron Rodgers bingo card. I assume you're looking for a change since the Rams kept Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I believe Aaron Rodgers will be a Las Vegas Raider.
Okay. Going from Rams to Raiders. Now, let's get to the new game. Let's start off with Sam Darnold. So Sam Darnold was not franchise tagged by the Minnesota Vikings. He is out there in free agency. There have been rumblings of the Vikings bringing him back. And honestly, there haven't been a lot of rumblings on other teams that would go after him.
No.
But I'd like to start things off with an outside-the-box prediction on Sam Darnold.
Go ahead.
Because sometimes you just got to make crap up because it makes sense. Who's the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders?
That would be Pete Carroll.
Where did he coach in college?
That would be USC.
Where did Sam Darnold go to college?
Also USC.
I am saying Sam Darnold to the Raiders.
Were they together? No, they couldn't.
No. Not at all. Not even close.
Sam Darnold was, what, 12?
Probably. He was like 9 when Pete Carroll was coaching.
Yeah, but so he was drafted in the 13, 14?
Oh, what year?
Yeah.
No, it was 2018.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Pete Carroll was already there.
Yeah, but they probably ran into each other once at a banquet. Mm. So I'm going to go outside the box. Raiders need a quarterback. I'm going to go Sam Darnold to the Las Vegas Raiders. Tiki Barber.
I'm going to say that the Tennessee Titans are going to trade their number one overall pick to the New York Giants. And Sam Darnold is going to be their starting quarterback.
And it's going to be who's starting quarterback?
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, okay.
Not the Giants.
I got confused.
The Tennessee Titans.
All right, I like that. So Tiki's going with the Tennessee Titans, a little outside the box here.
And they have a little competition between him and Levis, even though it's really Sam's job, because he's going to get paid to be the starter. But makes sense.
It kind of does make a lot of sense. They trade out. They get assets back. They go best available player at 3, assuming that trade is with the New York Giants, like you said. And Sam is still reasonably young. So I got Sam to the Raiders. Tiki has Sam to the Tennessee Titans. Sean Morash.
Sam Darnold will return to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I think that's the favorite at hand.
Right.
So certainly very possible. Tommy?
Sam Darnold will finish his story with the New York Jets.
Come on. Stop with that.
Who's your quarterback?
You know, here's the thing.
Who's your quarterback?
I got one for the Jets.
I'm sure you do. I reveal...
You like it. You're smiling.
No, I'm laughing because of this reason. So whenever we do these predictions that we always save the audio of and then check how we do, Tiki loves it. Like, I've seen it in his eyes. He's like, hey, that's fun. We hold ourselves accountable. Cool. Mm-hmm. Sean, to a degree, likes it. Lugie gets very competitive and gets mad. Like, oh, you know, Evan went first. Or, you know, he only plays it when he gets it right.
Yes.
You clearly made a prediction that you're going to be wrong about, which is okay if Tiki made it or I made it because we live with it. You bitch about it. So why make a prediction that you're going to complain about and say, this game's unfair. It's just unfair.
How do you know I'm going to be wrong?
Tiki, is Tommy going to be wrong?
Yeah. Sam Darnold's not going back to the Jets.
The Jets don't have a quarterback.
They don't, but there's plenty of other options out there.
You don't think Sam would want to come back to the Jets?
No.
Why not?
He's just not, bro.
Okay.
That's the dumbest prediction you've ever made.
I don't think it's the dumbest prediction I ever made.
Okay. Let's go to Justin Fields. Justin Fields is an interesting one.
Yes, he is.
Because that's where I lean a little Jetsy. Like, I can see the Jets going after him.
But I also think he wants to remain in Pittsburgh. But here's the thing. They benched him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Justin Fields, why would you stay in Pittsburgh knowing that the head coach basically thought, I trust Russell Wilson more?
Right.
So I am going to predict that the New York Jets will sign Justin Fields.
Mm.
Tiki Barber.
I think he stays in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Behind Aaron Rodgers and has a package that integrates him into the offense.
Why would he want that, though?
He wouldn't. But he's not going to have very many options.
Oh, okay. Sean Morash, Justin Fields.
Back to Pittsburgh as their starter.
Okay.
Wow.
Tommy Lugo.
I mean, it makes sense given Arthur Smith.
It does, and it makes sense that if Fields is going anywhere, he's going to want to be a starter. Like, I don't think he'd want to go back to a position where he's backing up somebody. Tommy, Justin Fields.
I'm going to say Justin Fields goes to the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. It's a good one. See, that's a good prediction.
Thank you.
They've talked about Anthony Richardson needing competition. Why not?
Yeah. Just doesn't feel solid.
One of Tiki Barber's all-time favorite quarterbacks. So hopefully he can keep his biases aside because he loves this man. Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson. You want to go first, Teak?
Honestly, I think he does go to the Colts.
Indianapolis Colts.
And it's an actual quarterback competition, and Anthony Richardson beats him out.
Wow. What indignity for Russell Wilson.
I mean, he doesn't deserve to be a starter in the NFL. Like, he made some big plays for the Steelers last year, but his EPA was negative.
I would like to go next.
Go ahead.
And it's Friday. It's late in the day. It's been a fun week. And you know I like you.
Uh-huh.
And you know I respect you. So don't throw anything at me. I'm going to stare at you when I say it, too. Russell Wilson's going to be the quarterback of the New York Football Giants.
He is not.
Yes, he is.
He is not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Hey, little birdie. No, I know nothing. No, I just made that up about the birdie thing. Like, I'm just predicting it. No one's told me that they love Russell Wilson. I have no inside information. Like, when they met him last year and they really enjoyed that dinner that they had.
He played terribly for the Steelers.
Look, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Russell Wilson will be the quarterback of the New York Football Giants.
Will be the quarterback? Hold on a second.
That's what I just said.
No. But if they bring in Wilson, they'll obviously draft a quarterback. So
correct.
You mean he'll be on the roster, not necessarily the starting quarterback.
Oh, okay, you want me to caveat that?
I think there should be a caveat with Russell Wilson being the starting quarterback of the Giants.
Very consistent that Shedeur Sanders will be drafted by the Giants. Mm-hmm. I remain very firm about that. And I clearly think the Giant plan is veteran quarterback and draft. So no contradiction here. I don't know who starts week one, to be fair, Tommy. Like, I'd lean towards Russell Wilson, kind of the Kurt Warner plan from when you played.
Right.
But I do think it'll be Russell Wilson and Shedeur Sanders. But for the sake of this quarterback bingo game, we're only talking about the free agents. Russell Wilson will be the New York Giant, will be on the New York Giants roster as a quarterback. Sean Morash, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson will start week one for the New York Football Giants.
Wow. You're copying me.
I had it written down, man.
All right. Me and Sean, simpatico. Tommy Lugau, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson will sign with the Miami Dolphins.
As a backup for Tua?
Yep. Okay. Well, I mean, Tua has a lot of injury history. Could be in a starting
rotation. That actually kind of makes sense.
I like that move.
I know they have a ton of cap space, so I don't know what the deal would look like, but they need a backup.
But he made a ton of money for the last couple of years just being because of the deal he did in Denver.
Plus, what's always the stuff with Russ and Ciara? They want to be here, they want to be there. South Beach.
Tommy did something very interesting. He started off his quarterback bingo with like a dumbass prediction, and he followed it up by being smart.
Right.
Like, he's like, okay, you guys think I'm an idiot?
I just hope Sam Darnold signs with the Jets for a myriad of reasons.
Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy.
Okay.
I'll wear that L for a month.
A month?
Yeah, by SNY. I'll see you guys on Saturday. I'll be on Sports Night at some point. But Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, so you should enjoy that. You'll have fun.
Yes.
Now we're off TV, so don't worry, Tommy. I don't have to read that because we're off TV. But if you're with us on the radio and you are watching Baseball Night in New York, first of all, don't. You should just hang out with us. I don't know why you're flipping the TV on. I mean, they do a great job. Don't get me wrong, but we're still on. But it would be brought to you by Tri-State Cadillac, and they're a great sponsor. All right, Kirk Cousins. Now, Kirk Cousins is not a free agent. Kirk Cousins is still on Atlanta, but I think most of us assume that we're being lied to when, what's his name? Fontenot is his name?
Terry Fontenot.
Yeah. When he likes to claim, I'll have a $40 million backup. Now, Kirk Cousins, I don't know, do you know where he was today?
I'm going to guess you're going to say Cleveland?
Nope. He was somewhere else. Crazy. He was in Washington today.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
What do you think he was
visiting
doing?
The Commanders?
Close.
Oh, my God.
Visiting the Commander.
And Chief?
Very good. He was hanging out with the press today.
Was he really?
Unless it was a fake story.
It might have been a fake story.
Your team is very good.
It's possible. All right, let's start with Kirk Cousins. Tiki, you have any feel on Kirk Cousins, where he ends up? Maybe he stays with Atlanta? You could always go with that.
All right, I think he's going to stay with Atlanta. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can afford him, and they can't afford to cut him, really. But if he does get cut, I think he goes to Cleveland.
Oh, okay. A little double.
We've had that conversation before.
Sean Morash, Kirk Cousins.
I hate to sound exactly like Tiki, but I'm going to stay firm. He starts the year, starts training camp with the Falcons.
Tommy Lugauer.
Kirk Cousins to the Raiders.
Ooh. To the Raiders. That's a good one. I'm going to go Kirk Cousins to the Indianapolis Colts. And that will be your competition for Anthony Richardson. Now, we've got one more. And I thought this would be interesting. We sort of did this, but we really didn't. When Daniel Jones got cut by the New York Giants, we made predictions about his next team. And it sort of got null and voided because he got picked up by Minnesota. And now he's a free agent again.
Yeah.
So we did the short-term one, but now this is long-term for Daniel Jones. Where will Daniel Jones end up? Tiki Barber.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. So it could be a Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones trifecta.
No, I think Kurt ends up staying, but if he doesn't leave, if he gets cut, like, I don't know, before free agency's over, I think he goes to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
But I think Daniel Jones will try to get a deal done there.
Sean Morash.
Daniel Jones will be with the Tennessee Titans.
Hmm. Tommy Lugauer.
So I think this was my original selection when we did this about whatever so ago. So I'm going to stick with it. The Panthers, Daniel Jones.
The Carolina Panthers. I am going to pick a team because there's a team that's been left without a quarterback. You know, the Raiders get Sam Darnold in my world. Justin Fields ends up with my team, the New York Jets. Russell Wilson ends up with the Giants. Indianapolis and Kirk Cousins. And the team that clearly needs a quarterback, and both of their quarterbacks are now gone, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so I'm going to go with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers picking up Daniel Jones. And if he's healthy, he's good. The problem is...
It makes sense, too.
It does.
Because he can do what Arthur Smith wants to do with the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? They had a thriving offense at times in their run game because of Justin Fields last year.
Yeah.
Then they benched him, and all that run game stuff went away. But they were just very inconsistent. And I think that's what they want to do. And Daniel Jones helps them do that.
So there you go. That's our quarterback bingo. Now, what's beautiful is next week, all of these quarterbacks may find homes, or at least most of them. So Sean has a lot of work to do because he needs to cut all the audio of the last 10 minutes in a very succinct way so that when we go through our results, we'll know how we did.
Great. Mm-hmm. Ask me to do that Thursday morning, and we'll do it Thursday.
Well, that's right. You're going away. Oh, that sucks.
That sucks.
Well, because I can't ask Tommy to do it. Tommy does so much work. Nah, Tommy works hard.
You know what? There's a couple people here poked their head in and do nothing all day. Ask them.
Any names that you want to mention?
Nah, I'm good.
What are you talking about?
I'm good.